I want to tell you a story. There's an old story about a villager who walked to the river every morning with two clay pots. She would fill them both with water, put them across her shoulders, and carry them back along the same path. One pot was smooth and perfect. It held every drop. The other pot had a crack in its side. No matter how carefully the villager walked, water leaked out the entire walk home. By the time they arrived, the perfect pot was still full, but the cracked pot was only halfway full. Well, after a while, the cracked pot became ashamed, because every single day, it was surrounded by proof of what it couldn't do. So the cracked pot said to the villager, "I'm sorry. You fill me every morning, and every day I can only hold half of what you give me." And the villager said, "Tomorrow morning when we walk home, look to the side of the path." So the next morning, the cracked pot looked, and it noticed that all along its side of the road were flowers growing. The villager said, "I knew about your crack, so I planted seeds on your side of the road. And every day, without you realizing it, you watered them." I think about this story because so many of us are walking around measuring ourselves only by what we can keep, the relationship we couldn't save, the life that didn't turn out the way that we hoped, the emotions that we were told were too much. So I want to tell you something really important. The dangerous thing about shame is that it narrows your vision. It makes you stare at the crack so closely that you miss the flowers. You start believing that your life is only the evidence of what went wrong. But sometimes the very thing that you keep apologizing for is connected to the compassion that you now have, the way you understand things that you never would have understood if life had left you untouched. Some cracks were made by things that you never should have had to survive. But even then, the crack is not the whole story, because the cracked pot thought that its worth was measured by all of the water that it lost. But the whole time, something beautiful was growing because of what it could not hold. So maybe the part of you that you've been trying to hide is not the part that makes you unworthy. Maybe it's the part that made you more human. And maybe somewhere along the path, there's a row of flowers that you haven't yet turned around to see.